The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gal Media station. The Blitz.
It's all a gamble, you dopes. You roll the dice when it's time and live with the result. Wilson deserved his money, but they paid him after his prime.
With Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
How did they pay him after his prime? Russell Wilson's 31.
He's in his
Russell
prime
Wilson's
right
in his prime.
Weekdays from 4 to 7.
936. Wilson lost to Prescott 2 years ago in the playoffs.
You think that haunts Russell Wilson at night, that Dakota Prescott beat him in a game one time? I think he's okay.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN. ESPN975.com.
The Blitz with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
That's the best part of sports, is the emotion that you get out of it.
Weekdays from 4 to 7.
It's like a marriage. If you're married to something, you're that big of a fan, you're going to have bad times.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports, sports, sports,
sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, we did that yesterday. Does that mean we have to do it again today? I don't know. Let's just have some fun. So what are the odds Wednesday on the Blitz?
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler. The Falcon, AJ Hoffman, Chocolate Berry Park, Tyler Scott, once again in here. Tyler's so good, you don't even notice the difference. I mean, he's just terrific. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number, 713-780-ESPN. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. Why the heavy sigh?
I just saw some news that's really disheartening.
Okay.
Corona strikes again.
Uh-oh. Who'd he get this time?
The release of Halloween Kills has been delayed to 2021 due to COVID-19. This was supposed to come out in October.
Well, yeah, because it's Halloween.
And now it's delayed a full year to October 2021?
I think you'll be okay. I think you'll survive.
When's the last time a good horror movie came out, Fred?
Depends on how you define the genre these days and whether it's a movie or
But no good movies are coming out.
Well, no, not good movies because people can't make them right now, but there have been movies coming out.
Is this a Rob Zombie Halloween?
No, it's John Carpenter.
I can live with either one. You know, they depends on the,
I'm bummed about this. To me, I love Michael Myers. I love Halloween. I love scary movies. I mean, if Corona is able to take down Michael Myers, then what hope do we mortals have?
Well, look at the bright side. It can take down Michael Myers. It probably could take down Jason. It could probably take down Freddy.
Do you think now in movies like the Jamie Lee Curtis is going to cough on Michael Myers and then run away and then
hope that
he just dies like a month later or something?
That's what I would do. I'd be like, achoo, right now all over him.
No, I've only got to hide from you for a month. But the problem with Michael Myers is he really only shows up on one night of the year.
So if you can survive that night.
Right. But the problem is if you cough on him, like, you really won't know if he's dead until next Halloween or, you know, sometimes he waits several Halloweens in between murderous rampages. So this is very difficult for me.
All right, well, there's other ways to get in. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can get us on Twitch, and it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call, text, tweet, Twitch, whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. Oh, boy, I'm seeing another thing that Corona got.
Uh-oh. What'd Corona get?
Where would you have you ever seen the articles of, like, which universities have the most successful overall athletic programs?
Yeah, it usually winds up being some school that you know, like Stanford.
Stanford is number one on the list.
Yeah.
Did you see that Stanford is cutting 11 varsity sports today?
I did not see that, but it doesn't surprise me. We've been talking about this for weeks. It's going to start happening to a lot of places.
Now, here's the question. To us, none of these sports matter.
Right.
But, of course, there are people who do care. Of the 11 sports eliminated, they've won a total of 20 national championships in those sports. So these are sports that Stanford does well with.
These are the ones that make them number one all the time.
Right. Men's and women's fencing, which I would have thought men's fencing in the age of Title IX would have already been gone.
It's like, what is it? What are the two disciplines? It's like it comes up in the Olympics every year. There's fencing. There's two types of fencing.
There's stabbing and slapping with the, or stabbing and slicing.
Well, that's, you know, that's what Americans would do.
Right.
Somebody will tell me on the
field table. Hockey eliminated.
Yeah, well, if they had checking in that sport, it would be a lot better.
Lightweight rowing. What is lightweight rowing?
That's skinny people.
The three disciplines in modern fencing are the foil, the epee, and the saber.
Saber sounds the best. Okay.
Lightweight rowing. I have no idea what that is.
That's people who can't drink.
Men's rowing.
See ya.
Co-ed and women's sailing.
Okay.
Squash.
People still play squash?
Well, apparently they play it, at a very high level. Synchronized swimming. The last two I'm surprised at. The first one is men's volleyball because men's volleyball in California is massive.
They make movies about it.
It's a big deal there. Like here, it's like, oh, whatever. It's like, it'd be weird, I think, if a university here had a really big time men's volleyball team. And wrestling is going away.
Mm.
So, and I'm a fan of collegiate wrestling. I am a proponent of it. I wish that I wish every high school here had wrestling.
Yeah.
I wrestled growing up and unfortunately I don't know.
It's a good path to MMA these days, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids in Texas who there's not even wrestling offered at their high schools. So, so that's a little sad to see. But it said the deficit was projected to exceed $12 million in the 2021 fiscal year.
Okay.
And due to the escalating costs of operating such a large athletics department, this structural deficit emerged several years prior to COVID. But the COVID-19 pandemic and the recession involved with it have only exacerbated the gap. Our revised forecast indicated a best-case scenario of a $25 million deficit in fiscal year 21, factoring in the effects of COVID-19 and a cumulative shortfall of nearly $70 million over the next 3 years. And they could become much greater if, you know, like college football gets canceled in 2020.
Right, which I think it will get pushed back to 2021, but you're not going to get that money in 2020.
And let's also face it, Stanford's not a place where, like, I mean, they get their share of the Pac-12 pie, but it's not like Stanford is a place known for selling out 100,000-seat stadium and you know, everybody's buying up Stanford football gear. That's, you know.
Or shirts with the tree on them.
Right.
But. Two thoughts on that. First of all, a friend of mine texted me. Notice they cut white sports, which pretty much all of those are white people sports that you mentioned.
That is accurate. But what would you consider a black sport then?
Track and field, for instance, if you cut that. But
I mean, track and field is also a much more high-profile sport than any of the other sports
we named. But here's the other thing you're kind of missing. You know what all those are? Those are Olympic sports. And this is one of the few places where you can go and do a lot of those things and go on to the Olympics. So guess what's going to happen whenever they have the Summer Olympics again? People are going to bitch about that.
It's true.
Oh, we suck at fencing. Now, sports we don't care about. Nobody cares about them any day of the year except for the couple of weeks every 4 years, right? Oh, we suck at rowing again. And I don't know how many schools actually have rowing. I think Texas has rowing, at least for women. But that's the kind of stuff that will go away. And we won't hear about it again until the Olympics when the Russians have all the medals again.
Oh, those damn Russians.
Commies.
I hope I hope that there isn't some collusion between our government and theirs on who should get the medals.
But yeah, that's their Olympic sports. And the thing is,
says, what about kids with scholarships in any of those sports? Are they going to honor the scholarships or no?
I don't know.
Probably not, right?
Probably not, because when you think about the fact that they're about to start a semester.
Yeah. I mean, you're cutting now. Now, you're cutting the travel expenses.
Right. Now, mind you, all of those men's sports, the likelihood that any of them are on a scholarship, an athletic scholarship, is almost nil because of Title IX.
Yeah.
Like, they're not giving out men's fencing scholarships at Stanford.
I don't know. That I don't know, because, again, if they're high-profile Olympic sports, which that's not a high-profile sport, but it's an Olympic sport, like, you know, swimming or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I'll have to ask. I got a couple friends who would know the answer to that. I'll have to ask them.
Yeah, I'd be curious. But
good point from Bernardo. We all know USC has rowing.
But that is true.
Well played, sir.
That is true. Yeah, I'm. You know, I think we're going to see this happen all over the country, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm told from someone who would definitely know they're 100% giving fencing scholarships at Stanford.
For men?
For men, yes.
Okay.
So, but I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Every school is going to wind up doing this, even Texas, and it's all going to be the sports that nobody cares about. So, like we saw it with UConn a couple weeks ago. They cut a bunch of sports, and it's those kind of sports, but they're all Olympic sports. I'm told 9 total scholarships for fencing. So it's 4.5 for men, 4.5 for women.
Okay. That's surprising. I mean, again, with Title IX, normally you would think there'd be like, if there were any, you'd think there's 6 women and 3
I'm sure they have it split up elsewhere with other sports and try to do it equitably within the sports, but then you have other women's sports to cover football, basically.
Okay.
But anyway, so, well, Stanford Athletics, that's where we start the show today. I have no idea where this is going to go. I like it.
Yeah. So, well, it says here, I'm doing research on the fly. I think it says the schools that give out scholarships are... Oh, see, okay, so it looks like these scholarships are funded by, like, fencing gear thing. Like, it's not all the school.
Right.
So it's not Stanford necessarily paying for this education. It's, there are, you know, Stanford. What am I hearing in my ear? I'm hearing, like, a commercial.
Not music, yeah. We're hearing a commercial.
After you started the show with, oh, Tyler, you can't even tell. He's so good. what I'm seeing here is there is basically you see these you get your tuition paid by these people who fund Olympic fencing.
Yeah, so I'm sure like the Bob Sabres probably can't afford it right now.
Right.
Which is probably part of it. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. What are the odds Wednesday? And we didn't mention it, Ivy League canceled all their sports.
Yep.
So no Harvard this year, but... I think you're going to see a lot of this. It's going to trickle down to high schools. I know we haven't talked about that much, but there's a lot of schools that can't afford what they have now, including football.
Yep.
So this kind of sucks.
And think about, I mean, they canceled March Madness. And I would say COVID is spreading much more rapidly now than it was in March Madness.
Right.
When they canceled March Madness.
Right.
You really think they're going to have high school football?
Well, this is Texas. They're probably going to try.
They're going to try. But, man, I'm telling you, the governor is sort of like... He's pushing kind of away from the what you would expect from a conservative governor. He's like...
Well, he's actually trying to do the right thing. No matter what it is politically.
It'll be interesting to see what happens in Austin because they hit level 5 today. So they're supposed to... That's supposed to mean that, you know, non-essential businesses are shut down. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's where they're at.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that, like I said, this is the bad part of it, and it'll start getting better here soon because, I mean, I don't know what people did on the 4th. I didn't go around people, but I saw a lot of, and see, it's hard to judge when you see people tweet photos out of, look at all these people at this place, where it may just be one thing. Hey, Tyler, you can tell you Mike not to bother. He lost his privileges last time he called. But yeah, I think as long as nobody got silly, then you know, who knows? Bernard Rosa says UIL is allowing teams in high school to go into locker rooms and let them train starting July 13th. And I noticed UH is back on campus.
Haven't they had a bunch of Rona cases?
No, they only had 6. Okay. They had
them all at once.
Well, they had them early. A lot of schools, Texas had more than they did. Kansas State had more than they did. Kansas State shut down. Actually, Granato wrote a great column about this last week on Sports Map. Everybody was talking about UH, and they only had 6, and they immediately shut it down. And everybody else, like Clemson's had 37 on the football team alone. And that was 6 through all the sports that were there, from what I understand. So they've let them back open. But, I mean, just because you're back open and doing it, remember 3 weeks ago when we were back open and doing everything? Yeah. So, Bama Papa Joe says, baseball starts Friday, Sugarland Skeeters plus 3. Mm-mm. Wait, you're getting 3 on the Skeeters? No.
No, that's not the Skeeters. That's the Constellation.
Ah, yeah. They're
Clemens League.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of – I mean, that sounds kind of cool. I heard Lance talking about that this morning. Sounds kind of cool what they're doing. But and 2,000 people in that stadium, that's not bad. I wouldn't get near anybody. I'm still not ready to do anything like that. I'm still fine with restaurants and small bars. But, yeah, and that's the other thing, too. This whole bar ban kind of bothers me because, like, your cousin's bar, that's not the same as Spire and those places that were letting in thousands of people.
No.
Or hundreds of people. I don't want to exaggerate. And
I think when they said we can open at half capacity or whatever it was, or no, when they said we can open at quarter capacity, they were like, well, that means we can have 20 people in the bar. And I mean, that's what they did when it was a quarter, when it was 25% capacity, it was 20 people. And you know, if you had a group of 4 and there was, you had to wait.
The places I was going around me, like, you could not have a group of more than 6 people. And if you did, you had to split up your table, which is fine. I have no problem with that. I don't see why those places have to suffer because of these giant places that are letting in hundreds of people. That's all. I don't think it's – not all bars are created equal. Neighborhood bars and things like that. And almost every neighborhood bar that I went to was smart about it and did everything that they were supposed to do. Didn't allow groups more than 6. Had to have your mask if you went up to order. But that's not the same as some of these places that are just going nuts. So, you know, I wonder about that. But at this stage, you know, who knows? I mean, who knows how long we're going to be down? And I think these schedules, and this is not a criticism of saying, oh, they're going to be back on the 13th. I think these schedules are, in theory, fine. Doesn't mean they're going to happen. Just like we still don't know if baseball is going to happen. See, like, Carlos Correa is not letting his lady go and get her nails done and stuff. That's actually, you know, he comes off pretty well, I got to tell you, most of the time. I think he seems like a reasonable dude. I know you apparently hate every Houston athlete because they can only come up with 4 that you actually like.
Right.
But I'll tell you this. Carlos Correa is on my list of Houston athletes I like. I wish he would stay healthy. Wish he would, you know, hit more home runs and be a little more clutch in the World Series.
Yeah.
But no, I
dislike the guy.
Either. I like the dude.
The big news out of Astros camp today is Alex Bregman was not at practice.
Uh-oh. Rona.
Because his COVID-19 test results didn't come back in time for today's workout.
Yeah, well, that happened to the whole team the other day. Apparently, they didn't get tested over the weekend, so they had to cancel a practice because they didn't have the results back.
And this is according to Mark Berman. He said, I would love nothing more than to be with my teammates, but I'm told that the results of my test are still pending, so out of precaution, I remained at home for the day. I look forward to having the issue resolved as soon as possible to rejoin my teammates tomorrow. And hopefully that's the case.
And Yordan hasn't been there, right?
Yordan, I'm pretty sure Yordan has got the Rona.
Yeah.
Because he's the guy that, like, when they asked Dusty Baker, well, where's Yordan? He's like, well, the rules say I'm not allowed to talk about
it. It's a nice way of saying, oh, he's got the Rona.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just can't say he's got the Rona. 346 says, I wonder what the numbers of people killed by drunk drivers since the bars have been shut down. I bet it's gone down, but I bet it hasn't gone down as much as you think, because even with fewer people on the road, dude, I see just as many drunks. I see just as many idiots out there. And even in the morning, who the hell is drunk? I'm dropping a wife off this morning.
No, that's me. My bad.
7:30 in the morning, and you're so smashed that you can't even tell what lane you're in or whether it's a red light or a yellow light or what?
I say that kiddingly. I'm getting close to 60 hours of sobriety here, I think.
I thought you were on day three.
No, Sunday was day one.
So this is Wednesday. You're way past that. I'm at 64, and I'm
you quit Saturday night, right?
Saturday night around midnight was my last adult beverage.
Yeah. Mine was Sunday around midnight.
I guess so.
Now I can't promise you that I'll be able to say that tomorrow or the next day, but so far.
Well, I'm coming up on a 100-hour chip.
Yeah, I get my 2-day chip.
Yes, you are.
So.
On a completely unrelated note, I feel like complete garbage today. And it's not because I don't think it's I hope it's not because I'm detoxing from alcohol, but I'm detoxing from I haven't had any carbs or sugar since Saturday night. And when like you'll feel like crap if you try to go a while without sugar. It's like you don't realize your body is just addicted to sugar. And
you should hope that's what it is and not.
I hope that's what
Rona.
It is.
I'll be 100% honest. I don't feel any differently when I wake up in the morning than I do on the nights I drink.
Yeah, I've gotten.
I'm always sluggish in the morning. It doesn't matter
unless I go super hard. I don't have hangovers really anymore.
So that was my excuse, but that's not. I mean, it's not really true. Somebody says, "How about Dustin the Wind for Golic and Wingo?" We got some big changes on ESPN.
Yeah, lots of changes, and granted, the amount of those changes that really affect us here is pretty small, because the only, like, we carry 2 hours of the morning show, which used to be Golic and Wingo,
right,
and will now be Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Zubin Muhinti, who's a SportsCenter anchor.
Zubin?
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting name. Zubin.
They cut the Dan Lebatard show by an hour, so he's got 2 hours now instead of three, which, boy, that's got to be a rough feeling, because, you know, it's not like they're paying him less to do 2 hours than three. I mean, he had a contract, but anytime you're like, you're under contract and they say, yeah, we just need you to do 2 hours now instead of three. That can't feel good for your long-term prospects.
Next they come in, hey, about an hour, and then see you and take your dad with you.
11 to 1, our time, will be the Mike Greenberg show. So Mike Greenberg back in the fold in radio. We kind of thought that would be the case for a while. 1 to 3, our time, will be the Max Kellerman show.
See, now that one I find might be interesting.
I feel that way, too, and Max Kellerman's turned into sort of a hot take guy, but yeah. I've always thought Max is good on radio. I'm interested. It could be worse, I'd say.
Yeah, I think that's not bad. And we'll see how Greenberg does on his own. And most of these guys are all still doing their TV shows, and this is part of a coordinated effort to get more work out of people, frankly, which is nothing wrong with that, especially in the Ronaverse.
And 3 to 6 will be Chine and Golic Jr. Two-time WNBA All-Star Chine Ogwumike will be joined by Mike Golic Jr.
Is she from Stanford?
I have zero idea. I mean, I'm
Tyler,
not
can you look that up?
Super high up on my women's basketball knowledge, but and then
because her name sounds familiar. Is she from here?
I don't know. 6 to 8 will be Spain and Fitz. That's not changing, and then
Freddie Coleman.
Freddie and Fitzsimmons will remain in their time slot at 8 o'clock. So that's what, like, when late hits is over, we go to Freddie and Fitzsimmons. So that's what you'll continue to hear there. So really the only thing that affects our lineup now is the morning show will change. The early morning show, not John and Lance. They're still going to be on from 7 to 11. But if you listen to the radio between 5 and 7, you will hear new voices. And you know what? There's a lot of people who've asked me what I thought about it. And I don't really know. I
gotta hear them, right?
Yeah, I think that I've seen that they're not getting a welcome reaction on Twitter. That like it's like oh
but Golic's been
everybody's gonna react like that.
It went from bad to worse at ESPN Radio, and maybe it is, but I'll give those guys a chance. I don't know.
But those are the people who are upset about Mike and Mike breaking up, and because they were on air for so long.
Yeah, there's anytime there's changes, you're going to have a bunch of loud people who are pissed. And I'm told, yes, she is from Houston and Stanford.
She, Los Angeles Sparks, Stanford University, grew up in Tomball, Texas.
Wow. The stupid stuff that I can remember.
Yeah.
So, we got somebody from Houston who's going to be doing a morning show at ESPN National. Interesting. But, I'm curious. It doesn't affect... Doesn't affect anything with us except the what was it, 2 hours of Golic and Wingo that we took, or one? I don't even know.
We go from 5 to 7.
Because if I'm up before 7, I'm usually listening to something else. Just if it's 7, I know John and Lance are on, so I'll listen to them. But otherwise, I'm listening to something else. So I didn't know how long we actually took them. All right. Tell them about Hoops.
Oh, I didn't even hear Tyler. Hoops. Got to tell you guys about Hoops. I've got one outside my house, and my kids love it, man. They are out there every day hooping it up in our front yard because, there's not a whole lot else to do right now. And if you feel like your kids are cooped up and you're tired of them being inside, tired of them playing video games or jacking around on their phones, Pro Dunk Hoops is the place to go. They've got the best goals in the whole wide world, the thickest steel, a backboard that's so strong that if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free, and a rust armor finish that it means no rust. And they've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've even got a fully portable version, and they're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet. So no matter how old your kid is, they can get out there and they can play. Get your new Hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Or give them a call, 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780, ESPN's your number. A lot of people, somebody said, what are the odds? Golic threw himself under the sword so Junior could keep a job.
I don't know. I mean, I think that Golic has had a real good run in this business, and you know, if maybe the thought of breaking in another co-host was not appealing to him.
Yeah, I who knows? He may just be tired of it.
Could be.
And
dude, I mean, and listen, it's different than guys like you and me. I mean, Mike Golic in the last 15 years has made enough money to live comfortably.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't need to keep working.
I think he's doing fine.
Working at that level is very lucrative, and, you know, maybe he's ready to go sit at home.
And
he's retired from the NFL, and then he's done radio ever since. I mean, the guy's...
Almost 20 years? Is it 20 years? Because he did 17 with Greenberg.
He started at ESPN in 98.
Yeah, 22 years. Wow. That's a long time, man.
That means they've been broken up for 5 years already? Four years?
God. Yeah.
And by the way, just so you guys know, it's not like I'm quitting drinking. I'm just taking a little break here. I'm trying to see if I can just drink on weekends for a while. Weekends being Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But we'll see. I mean, I made it 2 days. I don't know if I'll make it three.
Yeah. 8 seasons in the NFL, 22 years of radio. I think the guy's made enough money in his life that he can just be like, you know what? I'm 57 years old. I can still travel. I mean, and that's a beautiful thing to be able to afford to walk away from work at 57 years old.
Yeah. And know that you're I'd like to be able to do that in 2 years.
In good shape. Yeah.
But so he said, it appears it's more of ESPN being in financial trouble. I don't know if they're in financial trouble, but certainly like everybody else, they're feeling the pinch. And it makes sense to take people who are doing other stuff. Hell, we've done that around here. We've combined jobs in some places.
But
everybody's doing that right now.
What doesn't make sense is why would they remove Golic and bring back Mike Greenberg? It's not like Mike Greenberg's going to come in on the cheap and do a radio show.
Well, I don't think he's getting any more money. I think they basically said, you come in, you do this every day. You get to keep your TV show if you do that, and you make the same money. I don't think he's getting a raise. I don't think any of these people are getting raises. I think it's just a matter of, hey, we're going to have you do more stuff, which is smart, especially for a company like ESPN right now that doesn't have the sports to go with. And, you know, they're going to wind up paying money for all these sports that come back that they have contracts with. They're not going to recoup nearly as much advertising. I think it's just smart to combine jobs. Not really combine, but just use people in more roles. And like I said, we've done that, so it'd be kind of hypocritical to sit here and say, oh, that's stupid. But
it says here that Mike Golic apparently offered to reunite with Mike Greenberg, and ESPN said, no thanks. So
that's interesting, because I think that would have been – that would have been good. I mean, that was a successful show. I think the publicity they would have gotten from it would have been pretty awesome. And, you know, but can he do other stuff, I think, is the question. Everyone else you mentioned has another show.
So here's the deal. And so this sounds like it's not by choice. We know what's going on, obviously, with the announcement on Tuesday. Our last show is going to be July 31st. It certainly was not my choice. I would have loved to keep doing the show, but listen, I didn't want to be cut by the Houston Oilers. I didn't want to be cut by the Miami Dolphins. Sometimes what you want and what happens isn't the same.
Interesting.
So.
Well, and that kind of gets to a bigger picture thing, in that, especially when you're talking about the kind of money that they're throwing out there in contracts to guys like this. I'm sure it was the conversation was, what else can you do besides this show?
Right. Well, and also, you know, Golic and Wingo's ratings did not meet what Mike and Mike were doing.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's ever going to get back to that either, though.
But it's not like Golic was making less money to do it.
Right.
So it was probably a frustration for the brass at ESPN to say, we're paying this guy the same and we're not getting the same results. So.
Yeah, I think in this business, and if you're thinking about going into it, and you want to, oh, well, I just want to do radio, or I just want to do video, or I just want to write, you better learn how to do all of it.
Yep.
And you need to be versatile, and you need to be able to do as many things as possible. And I'm not so sure Golic has other skills other than that. I don't know. I don't work with him. I don't, you know, I haven't seen him enough on TV. I know they've tried him on some things, but... In this environment, especially, you know, it's like, hey, it's a pretty useful skill that you can be a host and a program director,
right?
Because it helps us as a company, and because you can do both jobs.
And I don't take, like, I'm not making an afternoon drive salary plus a program director salary. I'm making a hybrid salary.
Right, right. Same thing that I did with SportsMap. So that if it's great for the company, it's great for me. And, you know, plus, frankly, I get bored if I'm just doing one thing. But in that case, I'm sure that that's something they probably talked about. But said, I watched Mike Greenberg's show on ESPN. You could tell they were running out of stuff to talk about. I know this is a challenge for a lot of people right now. Even some people on our station, I think, are running out of things to talk about. Fortunately, I don't think that's the case here. But if especially at national, where you have to do all sports, I mean, I think, do you know how many people were probably texting Andy Reid to say thank you for doing the Patrick Mahomes deal now, so we have 3 days of something to talk about. I mean, it really is. It's more difficult, and then they already have to over-report on certain things. Now there's less to over-report on, so you have to beat that into the ground. And you know, I'm sure it's not easy, but by the same token, it's you know, if you're they produce those shows so heavily, they have so many people who work on them. It really shouldn't be a problem for a host.
Yeah.
So, hey, can I tell you what rabbit hole I went down today?
What's that?
Yeah, I've been watching all the alien stuff, and I kind of got bored with that because it's all the same story, and there's no real proof. But that greatest moments of World War II in color on Netflix. Have you seen this?
I've not.
Man, I love World War II history. I mean, I've studied it. I'll watch anything about it, and I didn't know about this. It just happened to pop up on Netflix, and I started watching it, and I learned things from the first episode that I didn't even know about World War II, including the fact that the German soldiers during the Blitzkrieg, they gave them the equivalent of meth.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Well, it kind of does, because it talked about how that made them feel fearless. They could go 3 days at a time without stopping. And that was part of the whole strategy, was they wanted to hit them so fast that they didn't know what was happening. I didn't know that. I didn't know that right after Germany took France, the English Navy destroyed all the French ships, and there were like 1,500 French sailors killed because they didn't want the Germans to get them. So they attacked their own allies. I didn't know that. Man, it was really fascinating stuff. And here's the other thing I didn't know before. Maybe I should have. Maybe I haven't. Because I probably have always studied the Pacific, everything that happened with Japan more than I have, especially before the U.S. was in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But
I have too, because my grandpa fought in the Pacific.
Yeah, my uncle did, a whole bunch of people. He was actually at Pearl Harbor. So, I mean, I've always been fascinated by that. But the German army, when they attacked France, they had a smaller army. They didn't have the weapons the French had, and they weren't as well trained.
They had meth.
They had meth, and then that was the strategy, was to hit them so fast with the Blitzkrieg and then cut them off and encircle them, and that's what happened. And they basically trapped them, and the French got so disheartened from all these early defeats that they basically were like, hey, we can't beat these guys. And it's kind of like when the Texans put up 24 on the Chiefs, and it was over.
It was.
Oh, wait a minute. No, it's really fascinating stuff.
But then D-Day happened.
Yeah, exactly. But so I'm up to Battle of Midway now, and those I didn't really learn anything from but it's different. It's kind of British guys doing it, so you get a little different perspective.
Do they talk funny?
No, some of them do, yeah. Well, they're historians.
Wasn't there a World War II in color on AMC?
Like, yeah, there was, and that's why
7 years back.
I guess that's why
back.
I didn't pay attention to this, because I thought it was the same thing. But this is really, the first two especially were fascinating. Now, the one I'm about to watch is about the Battle of Stalingrad, which I'm kind of fired up about. But they also, the other thing they do about this is when they're talking about how the German army invaded France and Poland and all these places, they have German war historians talking about it and kind of the mistakes they made along the way and the things they did right and why it worked and how one guy just ignored the orders of his superiors to wait for his infantry and just kept going and wound up taking them all the way to the coast. It's really cool stuff that I never knew before. And I said, maybe you guys already know all this stuff, so it's not a big deal.
Have you ever done the World War II Museum in New Orleans?
I have, yes.
I've done about half of it. I mean, I was there for a full day. It's literally a two-day...
Actually, if you can do 3 days, it's probably better.
I don't know if I've got time for that.
Well, but I've always been fascinated by these things, and especially when it comes to World War II airplanes. Like, I'm kind of a nerd about those, especially fighter jets and things like, not fighter jets, that was later. Well, the Germans had them near the end of the war. But I've always just kind of been fascinated by the history of it. And it's really cool when you turn something on and watch it, and it's like, holy bleep, I didn't know that. Because that doesn't happen very often. I mean, you watch a lot of these documentaries, and you've already heard the podcasts and things like that, so you know the stories. But when you see something, you go, wow, I just learned something. I never knew that. That's pretty cool. And, you know, the fact that, and I just watched that movie about the, how the British got radar just in time to, and that's how they won the Battle of Britain, one of the reasons. And it was really cool how, after having watched the movie, how they explained that it wasn't just the radar. It's that they had these guys whose entire job was to just sit there with binoculars and confirm what the radar said. And they had a thing that would say the formations the planes had and everything else. It's just, it's really worth your time if you're interested in stuff like that. And if you're not, then I'm sorry that I just wasted 2 minutes. But I'll tell you where I'm not going to waste your time. If you're thinking about getting that hair fixed, man, you're thinning. You're looking at it going, dude, I don't want this to happen. I'm too young for this. I'm too good looking for this. Or I'm too ugly for this. Either way, Dr. Linville can fix it. And it's such an awesome process. And yeah, I've overdone it. I'm letting mine grow out as long as I can possibly grow it out because it's nice to have hair again. It's so cool to have a bad hair day because I didn't have that for a while because I didn't have hair. And it's real simple. It's your own hair. And it's natural. He just takes the individual follicles from the back of your head. He transplants them to where you're thinning. That's it. This isn't hair plugs. This isn't some stupid wig. This is your own hair. He's just moving it from one place to another. That's simple. And guess what? If you're stuck at home right now and you don't want people to know that you're going to get this done, because I know not everybody wants to talk about that, and that's cool. I have friends. Hey, man, I don't tell anybody. I'm like, cool, I won't tell anybody. Well, you can get your virtual consultation right now. Go get it done, and by the time you get back in the office, people are going to say, wow, what is that different about you? You look so much better. And you go, thank you. And you won't tell them, oh, I got my hair fixed. So suck on that. And right now, just go to 975hair.com, set up your virtual consultation. And you know what else? Dr. Linville knows all about this because he's had it done himself. And check him out on Twitter. You can see where he's had it done. His hair looks fantastic. Get your consultation today, 975hair.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. And can I tell you guys what's happening Friday?
Yeah.
We are
on the road again.
Over Under Sports Bar this Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So you'll get the press box. You'll get to meet Josh Innes. Josh Innes will be there, and then, of course, us. And listen, we're going to ask that everybody practice social distancing, but they're going to have $3 domestics all day, and that's their tall drafts. 20 beers on draft. See, that's why Friday's going to count as a weekend for me, because I'm probably going to try that. 24 TVs. They say some ex-NFL players are going to show up throughout the day. So even if you're just going to pop in and grab something to go and say hello, please do this, because it's at 1416 FM 528. It's across from Emmons Autoplex, and it's going to be fun to get down south at Webster, and we're going to have a good time. So it'd be great to get back on the road. And don't know when we're going to be able to do this again, so if you haven't seen us, get your butt out there.
Come visit.
Yeah. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Yeah, a lot of discussions, a lot of people who also watch that. I just love learning stuff still. I guess if I ever get to the point where I don't want to learn anything anymore, then it'll be time to die. But, and somebody asked if you quit golf class yet. No, but it's close.
Yeah, you're coming up on it.
Here's what's happened. I have lost so many coins that I'm having to play in the little kid pond again, which is boring the crap out of me. So, and I've been forbidden from spending any more money on the app, which I'm okay with. So, but yeah, as soon as I run out this time, I'm going to delete the app, probably.
Probably, but probably not. Do you get free coins ever?
Yeah, but it's like, it's so little. So I'm used to playing these $300,000, million-dollar head-to-head contests, and right now I'm playing for like $10,000.
It just doesn't have the same
rush. No, it's not nearly as sexy. It's
even though it's all pretend money.
Yeah. It's like in the old days when you were playing Poker Stars and you run your account way up and then you'd cash out and then you'd lose a bunch and then you're down there playing the $3 sit and goes.
Yeah. It's but like, the difference is it's like playing on Poker Stars with the free money. Like playing in a 100,000 free chip tournament is the same as playing in a 5,000 free chip tournament when you really think about it.
But yeah, but I may need an intervention on this at some point, but I'm not spending another dollar on it. That's for sure. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And Greg the Beer Man says the Chiefs owner's daughter was brought to my attention today. She became a thing during the Super Bowl. I would just tell you guys if you're handsomes, I would go for that. I mean,
yeah.
who would not want to be married to the daughter who's going to inherit the team?
It's a good call.
And I'm guessing,
honestly, if I'm Patrick Mahomes, I'm dumping my chick and getting after.
Oh, I would. Yeah, I mean, you halfway own the team now.
Yeah,
might as well get the rest of it
with our powers combined.
Oh boy. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says you should try Home Run Clash. I tried that. I it just didn't work for me. I've been looking at see, this is the problem, man. You get bored and I don't pay much attention to Twitter. And so that's how I got into this thing. I saw an advertisement on Twitter. I'm like, okay, this might be a fun way to pass time. And then there's this other one that keeps popping up about build your own airport. That kind of looks interesting to me. So maybe I'll do that. But then I don't want to get into where I'm paying X amount of money to keep adding stuff. And I know that's how they get you.
Yep.
And I'm a sucker. I admit it. But it's been, I mean, I've had fun playing it, but not, I don't know if I've had as much fun as I've spent on it. How's that?
That's probably fair.
Hey, top of the hour, can we do something a little bit different and that Tyler has to participate in too?
Okay.
Did you see Eric Sandler's 10 finalists for Brewery of the Year?
I did not.
I have not seen that.
Okay, because I want to get your guys' thoughts because it's a really interesting list. And they're doing, obviously, Tastemaker Awards this year have been, I guess, they're pushed back. I don't know when they're going to be. But every year they do Best Restaurant, Best New Restaurant, Best Brewery. And when you win Best Brewery, you can't come back and win again. So
okay. Who won last year?
Who the heck was it? It was like Eureka Heights 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Eric, if you're listening, text me the guys who won the last couple of years because we had this exact same conversation a year ago. So, because I don't want to go through the list and say, oh, what about these guys? And then
right.
Say, oh, yeah, they won. So I'll find out. But yeah, it's a good list. But I'm curious because you guys are even bigger beer nuts than I am. So
Tyler is. I'm, 4 days sober.
So. Yeah, well.
I mean, I switched over to seltzers now, so I'm a big seltzer guy.
Are you?
No.
You a White Claw guy?
No, there's no way.
I think Nick's now a White Claw guy.
There are a few that are surprisingly good and better than, like, White Claw. There's a Natty Light peach one that is phenomenal.
Okay.
I've only tried a couple. Matt brought me that one of the ones from Copperhead that they did. That was absolutely awesome. Was it? I think it was lime flavored.
Yeah, really, they had a lime and a blackberry.
Yeah, that was really, really good. But I haven't made that switch yet. But I'm not against any kind of alcohol, really. If I enjoy it, it's fine. I'll try anything. And a lot of people are doing the seltzer thing. It makes sense because it's people are trying to be healthy.
That's right.
All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And, if anybody knows who won the last 2 years, just hit me up on the text line.
I'm looking at the article right now.
Does it say who won? Because that got me in trouble last year. I was like, how the hell did you leave these guys off? Oh, they won last year.
2018, wait. Oh, this is 2018.
Oh, well, then who won 2018?
That's 2018 was Brewery of the Year was Eureka Heights.
Okay, so I was right about that. So I don't remember who won last year. That's what we have to find out before we go over all these.
Okay.
But August 6th is going to be the virtual edition of Tastemakers. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. It'll be hosted by Bun B and streamed on Culture Map at 7 p.m. on August 6th.
Okay. 2019? Would you want to take a guess who it is? They're a very established brewery.
St. Arnold?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. That's right. That makes sense. So those two will not be on your list.
Eureka Heights or St. Arnold?
Right.
So past winners can't win ever again?
Well, no, I think you have to go a certain amount of time.
Okay.
So, but it'll be an interesting list, and I just wanted to tease ahead to it.
All right.
All right, do we have something here, or can we just go to break?
Just go to break.
All right. We'll be back with that list when we return. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. No stop signs, speed limit.
Nobody's going to slow me down. This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.